This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Donald Trump and his national security advisor are publicly at odds about the seriousness of the threat currently posed by North Korea. In a Sunday morning tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day had told reporters that there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a U.N. resolution. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told NBC News Trump is not concerned and remains convinced that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will move toward denuclearization.
Some of the activity that's taken place, as you can see from the president's Twitter, isn't something that's bothering the president. He still feels good about the relationship that he has and about Chairman Kim's commitment that he made to the president.
However, senior White House officials traveling with the president acknowledged his tweet caused confusion and consternation, not only within the administration, but also among America's allies in the region. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, predicted Sunday that if opposition Democrats in the House of Representatives try to impeach him, the president will be reelected next year and Republicans will retake control of the House. However, freshman Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib told NBC News that Congress would benefit if President Trump were impeached.
We can't do our job if the president thinks he's above the law, thinks that he cannot abide by what the United States Congress is passing through and asking and demanding of him. I got to tell you, from the wall to the children at the border to immigration reform to everything, we can't be able to do our jobs if we don't hold him accountable.
About three dozen Democrats and a lone Republican in the House have called for impeachment hearings to start. This is VOA News. An Iraqi court has sentenced three French citizens to death after finding them guilty for joining the Islamic State group. They are the first French IS members to receive death sentences in Iraq. The hearings push forward the trials of hundreds of people, many of them foreigners, captured by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces after the militant group lost its final stronghold in Syria last year. Last Monday, another French man and a German woman were sentenced to life in prison in Iraq for belonging to IS. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told journalists during a 48-hour visit to Baghdad that Iran would respond to what he called aggressive actions by the U.S., both economic and military, but it continues to adhere to the 2015 nuclear accord. Iraqi Foreign Minister Mohammad Ali Hakim insisted Baghdad opposes U.S. sanctions against Tehran, but would be ready to act as an intermediary between both parties at the right moment. Delegations from Venezuela's government and the opposition have returned to Norway to try to resolve the South American country's political crisis. The Norwegian government says it will mediate the talks this week. Opposition leader Juan Guaido is recognized by the United States and about 50 other countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. He has not, however, been able to oust Nicolas Maduro from office. Thousands of detainees throughout Turkey's prison system ended their hunger strike Sunday that had been mounted to force Turkey to end jailed militant leader Abdullah Öcalan's isolation at İmralı Island Prison. Earlier Sunday, Öcalan's lawyers read a statement from their client calling for an end to the strikes. Twice this month, Turkey allowed the 70-year-old leader of the outlawed PKK to meet with his lawyers after an eight-year hiatus. President Trump has tweeted that the hundreds of thousands of Rolling Thunder motorcycle riders will be back next year to participate in Washington's Memorial Day observance, even though organizers said this Sunday this would be the last ride. Executive Director Artie Muller said he'd grown frustrated dealing with the Pentagon in coordinating the annual Ride for Freedom, and the 2019 event would mark the beginning of a new chapter in their history.
We're not really talking about a legacy here because we're not going away. We're just spreading out, and we hope to get stronger. That's what our idea is on this. So, coast to coast, north, south, Midwest.
Mueller had no immediate response to Trump's tweet. Rolling Thunder's Ride for Freedom was designed to raise awareness of service people who've given their lives during U.S. military combat or are still missing in action. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.